Blog Talk Radio. Thought about getting Christian counseling for yourself or a loved one? From time to time, we all have difficulties and we need help to sort things out. Sometimes we may just want an objective person to encourage and coach us through certain seasons in life. Christian counseling can help facilitate the healing process for spiritual, psychological, and emotional growth. Hi, I'm Dr. Jenny. Being a Christian counselor means I'm dedicated to helping people resolve past and present issues. My goal is to help my clients develop meaning and purpose in life, enabling them to make changes that will result in personal growth and development, restoration of balanced lifestyles, and the emotional strength to yield lifelong results. If you're looking for some answers and would like some Christian or spiritual direction, please call me for a private one-on-one phone consultation at 1-800-375-3446. I would love the opportunity to talk with you and help make today better and tomorrow great. Hey, want to be able to talk to me live and have a personal reading done? Visit my website at www.drjinny.com. That's www.drjinny.com. You can get a personal in-depth reading, or you can check out who's going to be on our show next week right here on Blog Talk Radio at the Christian Psychic Cafe. Don't forget, drjinny.com, or call a toll-free number at 1-800-375-3446. We'll be right back.
Florida tonight, and we just got back from a week's hiatus, and that was wonderful, huh?
I know. Time off is always a good thing.
Most of the time, that's right.
We haven't taken any time away from the show in quite a long time.
Since we started the show, right? Yeah, since we started the show, so we needed to do that, and it was a good thing. You know what? Actually, you're right. We didn't take any time for the holidays at all, did we? No, not even a little bit, so, yeah. Okay, good.
You're going...
Did we take time
I'm thinking,
off?
Did we? No, we didn't. Actually, we worked right through the holiday because it was on a Sunday.
Right.
Right? So we just
That's
worked.
What it was. The holidays were on the weekend.
Yeah.
So we really sucked the life out of the holidays.
Well, I think because you didn't get that nice long weekend. Yeah. Well, we want to welcome everybody. We've got a ton of callers calling in. We've got the chat room's full. Susie, our chat room mom, is in the chat room keeping everybody tucked in, so that's good. And how are you doing, Jessica? Did you have a good week?
I've had a good week. My daughter just got a job.
It would be her very first job.
Her very first job. And it's a restaurant down here called, should I say?
Yeah, I think you can say.
It's called Tijuana Flats.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very popular chain of restaurants in the Central Florida area.
Yeah.
And she's so excited. Her first night is tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's going to be very cool. It's going to be very cool.
She's at home tonight. Studying the menu.
She has to memorize the names of the hot sauces, correct?
Well, she has to study all the hot sauces. She has to know the menu. I mean,
wow.
Verbatim.
Yeah.
So.
I am. Told you, I worked at a Mexican restaurant once when I was in high school.
I remember
and,
that.
Yeah, I didn't really know Mexican food, so I was working three jobs when I was in high school because I liked money. So I was like always like working, and my friends worked too. So it was like we'd all get jobs at the same places, and they stuck me in the kitchen of all places. Me.
They didn't know you very well, did they?
They didn't. It was hysterical because they just assumed I knew what a fajita was or a tostino, whatever those things are, right?
Still don't know what they are.
So it would be like we need a burrito supreme deluxe, and I'm like, okay. So I'd take a tortilla shell, and I would like. Just put a little of every single thing that they had on the food line.
Did they teach you what to put on
they
it?
They never taught me. And if they did, it was like one time, like, this goes on this, this goes on this. Okay, you got it? I'm like, no. Okay, good. Here we go. And so every person got the exact same ingredients.
Gee, a burrito tastes just like an enchilada.
The taco salad had absolutely everything on it. A fajita had everything on it. I mean, it was hysterical.
But a fajita is completely different.
Yeah, I know. I know that now, but I didn't at the time. And so, like, after an hour, the owner's son came back and said, why are you making these all wrong? I said, because I don't know what goes on. And then he tossed me some cleaning rags. He said, just go clean the booth. I'm like, okay. They closed down a week later.
Gee,
yeah,
I wonder why.
There's that crazy lady making food in the back. It was hysterical. It was terrible. I tried, though, I mean,
well,
I really
hey,
did.
I worked in a pizza place when I was in high school.
But you know what goes on pizza. I mean, you pretty much know it's sauce and cheese.
When you're 16?
I guess you don't, no.
And unless somebody tells you in great detail, okay, I had to, and you're not supposed to at 16, I had to
do the beer.
Yeah.
You know, from the draft thing.
Yes, the tap.
Well, I had never done that before.
The first
beer I did it so carefully so there was no foam on the top. And I remember the customer was so mad at me because
really? You're
supposed to have a little head on the top.
Oh, you are.
Yeah.
I've never done it.
There was none.
See, first jobs are fun, and it gives you things to talk about when you reach the age of 50. So your daughter's going to have
a... that was really fun.
I know. Are you kidding me? Can you imagine doing that now? That'd be a backbreaker.
Yeah. Just think what minimum wage was then and what it is now.
I know. Can you imagine? Oh. Well, listen, folks, we're going to be taking some calls tonight. So, you know, if you want to get in and call in and get an angel reading done tonight, you can call 323-679-0882. That was like rapid fire.
It was.
That was too fast. I should go slower.
I would say 6-7.
Okay. 323-679-0882. So call in, and we'll get a reading through for you. We've got several people in the chat room right now, and I think the first one up is going to be Jackie and then Rachel, so we'll get to them in just a second. And we've got Susie Q, like I said, in the chat room. If you've got a question, go ahead and ask the question. Susie moderates the chat room, so if I don't see it, it's okay because she's going to put it in big, bold, red letters. And if I don't respond, she's going to keep doing it till it's so annoying that I have to
go,
respond.
Oh, my God, answer that question.
You know what it is? The chat room, and I don't know what it's like from a user perspective when you're listening to the show, but in what we call our studio here, the chat room kind of scrolls. And you don't, even though you have the ability to scroll back and see what the question was, it will only hold for about 2.5 seconds, and then it pops out. So that's why it becomes a problem, why Susie's so good at rephrasing those questions. So feel free to ask a question in the chat room if you'd like to. And Susie has a shout-out to both you and I, and she says great luck to your daughter on her new job. Now, you got an odd call today that you were a little concerned about, and I would be too.
The one I was telling you about earlier?
Yes.
Yeah, it was really weird.
I want our listeners to hear this because they might know of some kind of weird scam that's going on.
Well, and I don't know what kind of scam it could possibly be, but it was a message on my home phone, which I don't use often.
Right.
So people are lucky if I check my voicemail because everybody that I know has my cell phone number.
I'm the same way.
Right.
Exact same way.
So there was a message from a woman saying my name and saying that I lost my debit card at Best Buy, which is a big department store here, and I immediately freaked out. I'm like, oh, my God, and I looked in my wallet, but my debit card is in there.
Right.
So when she left her number, I didn't call her back because I'm afraid to.
And I know.
I have my debit card. So,
yeah. So what is that about?
What is? Yeah.
I don't know. You won't know unless you call her back, but at the same time...
But I'm kind of afraid to.
Right, because you want to make sure. So if anybody has any idea what that could be, if there is some kind of scam going around, either call us or you know, stick it in the chat room. Already somebody's responded and said, you know, that they would say it was a scam too. And
that's
I agree.
What I thought when I heard it, thinking, okay, I have my debit card, but they got my name... And my
right.
phone number,
which is kind
from
of
somewhere.
Well,
and I'm not listed, so.
One day coming out of the mall, I found a girl's driver's license who was like 17 or 18. So it was laying on the ground and it was raining, and so I picked it up. It was about 7 o'clock that night, and so when we came home, I Googled her because I heard her name and address.
Name and address.
And I found and I called their house and I got her mother and I said, you know, first of all, don't be worried. I found your daughter's driver's license. You know, I'm sure she's fine, but I found the license in the parking lot. She goes, oh, my daughter's such an idiot. She does it all the time. And she, you know, and they actually came over and picked it up.
Well, and I understand that. Had I lost my debit card or a credit card or something?
Yeah.
But I didn't.
I know. It makes you wonder, right?
Yeah.
I know. I would, you know.
I was in Best Buy probably 2 weeks ago. So I don't know.
So,
kind of freaks
did
me
you
out.
Buy something there?
No.
See, that would, yeah, I would
that's
not
what
be
I mean. I didn't even take my wallet out of my purse.
No, I did you fill out any of those things where you could win something?
I went in. We were looking at phones.
Oh, that's right.
In.
It was after
we
looked.
We left. That was it.
By the way, the ghosts in Jessica's house are back at it again.
Yeah, I lost my phone about 2 weeks ago. I mean, I was on the phone with you on my way home from work, And we're blabbing. Well, my phone went dead, which it never does because I charge it every night.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, no. So I threw it in my purse. I'm like, oh, well, I'll charge it later. And then I went in the house, and then I went out. I don't even remember where I went out. And I didn't come home till later that night. I went to get the phone out of my purse. It was gone.
Right, right.
And I looked everywhere. I tore my house apart, my car apart, everything. And so I ended up buying another phone. An El Cheapo, because I didn't want to spend much money. And then this weekend, my daughter and her boyfriend were playing ping pong in the garage, because that's where we have a ping pong table.
Thank you for telling. Thank you for sharing that, because everybody was saying, I wonder, go ahead.
Where is that ping pong table?
Where can it be?
So the ball went flying off the table, and she went, and my garage is not meant for cars.
Right,
so
yes.
That's where I have everything else.
Yeah.
And she was crawling under to get the ball, and she found my phone in my garage.
Now, how is that possible?
And I was never even in the garage.
You have had this happen with so many things in your house
that
it's really bizarre. We need to get Taps to come out and set up cameras or something, you know.
Will Taps find gremlins?
I don't know. Maybe we need Gremlin Hunters Anonymous or something. I don't know. We need somebody to come out and check on that.
Well, I don't know. It's very strange, and so now I have two phones.
Yeah, but the other phone wasn't working so good.
No,
so at least now we can hear the conversation.
Considering going to get another phone, because that one, everybody complains about it being a piece of garbage.
Well, it is. I mean, you would call, and all of a sudden in the middle of it, we'd hear this loud screeching.
Yeah, that was me.
I know, but aren't you getting in on a new one, too? Didn't you just say to me before you're getting this weird sound on it?
Yeah.
Okay. Telling you, we're going to have to do like a something. I don't know.
Cleansing
of the phone prayer or something. We're gonna have to figure something out about this. We're gonna take our first caller, and I'm gonna say a short prayer here because I generally do this always throughout the day, and because I was on hiatus, I wasn't doing quite as much. So I'm gonna say this prayer tonight. God, Holy Spirit, Jesus, saints, and angels, I ask that this reading and all the readings that I do tonight be accurate, be truthful, bring blessings to everyone involved, and please safeguard these readings and make sure that only God's pure helpers of divine light come through. Amen. Okay, good. We're going to go ahead and take a call here. Hi, Jackie. You're on live with the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good. Are you a first-time caller?
I have called one time before. It was quite some time ago, though.
Cool. That's okay. You're allowed to call more than once. Where are you calling from?
From Delaware.
Delaware. Okay, wonderful. How can we help you tonight?
I am in a job search, have been in a job search for many months now, and I was wondering if anything is coming up for me.
Okay, let me take a look and see what I see. Now, here's the thing that I do see. I'm seeing an absolute yes. This is the weird thing, though. I'm going to tell you this, okay? I see a job is coming, but it's not going to be for what you wanted it to be. The money's not going to be what you wanted it to be. Okay, I'm going to be honest with you here. But I also see that you're going to be able to get by on that for a while. Do you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Okay, bear with me here. And then another job offer is going to come in. And I know you don't want to hear this because no one does. Like, who wants to hear that you're going to get a job and then you're going to have to go ahead and get another job? But you're going to start one job. You're basically going to take it because you feel like you need to. But then another one's going to come in. You're going to go ahead and you're going to jump ship and you're going to take the other one, and it will be a wise choice to do that because I see success and prosperity with that. Now with that, it says that basically because I'm trying to hold on a second because I'm not quite sure what they're saying. Okay, they're saying that'll be a happy move for you from the one job to the other job. And it'll be a good place of employment. And it's going to bring new energy, a positive energy into your life. You'll be entering kind of a new phase. And that's really what you want to be doing is entering a new phase at this point because you need to, you have a cycle coming up. We call it cycles, not like we do in as a hypnotherapist, but just in our lives we have cycles. And there's a new cycle coming up for you. There's change, but it's positive change, positive energy, and they're showing me prosperity, particularly with the job. Okay?
Oh, good.
Okay.
Any idea when?
You know, they're telling me, they're just giving me a really strong yes, but they're not saying exactly when. And, boy, usually if I get a time frame, and I normally do, I give you one, but they're not specifically giving me one now. And normally anyone who listens to the show knows that I pretty much do give time frames, but they're not giving me one now. But I will tell you what I'm getting. I'm getting a yes with a vibration. So generally when I get that, it means that you're going to know on your own within the next, you know, three business days, you will know yourself. So you must be in the process of doing something. Is that true?
It is true. And, in fact, I had a second interview last Thursday, and
okay,
he said that we would know last Friday or Monday at the latest, and I
okay
did not hear anything. And so
okay
I called him yesterday and left him a voicemail, and I still haven't heard anything, and it's going to be Thursday tomorrow.
That is the right thing to do, though. That shows that you take initiative and that you do follow up, and that's always the right thing to do. So I'm telling you, good job on that, and it very well could be that job, because they're showing me a yes, and it's a really positive yes with a vibration. And when I get it that way, and I ask a time frame, and it gives it to me that way, it generally means the answer will be revealed to you in such a soon period of time that it's too short for them to call. And that's usually,
okay,
like in this case, within 3 business days. So I feel pretty confident that that's going to happen for you. Okay?
Oh, awesome. Great.
Isn't that good news?
Yes, thank you so much. I've been
You're
out of work for about 7 months now, so
it's
yeah
rough, and I know that it's I know. I hear you.
And I've been keeping positive, though. I have been feeling abundant and thinking abundant thoughts, and I realize how blessed I am, you know.
Amen.
Right now.
You know, I will tell you, I have a client that was out of work for close to 18 months.
Wow.
And very well educated, wonderful person. And you would think, why would it be so hard? And she finally got a job, and she's doing really well, and she loves it, and she's so happy, and she's just so blessed to have this job now. And she, you know, it's sometimes you just got to do it in God's time, and it's going to happen for you. So don't worry, okay?
And another thing I want to say is that I know you have a lot of callers, but I just want to say that my friends have asked me, can I give you money? Can I give you money? And I've
wow
been so blessed that way. I mean, I haven't needed to take it, but
right,
I mean, I just feel so abundant because several of my friends have asked me, can I give you money? Can I give you money?
See, and you know how unusual that is? That's like so awesome. You are very blessed. I mean,
I feel very blessed.
I always say to people, you know, sometimes people will call me up, and I'm very much a say-it-like-it-is kind of person, and sometimes people will call me up, and they'll start complaining about this or that or finances, and I'll say, you know, I can appreciate you want to have more money, or you want to have this career, or you want to have this house that you were dreaming on that fell through, but the reality is, if you have people that care for you and love you, you're rich indeed.
Absolutely. I always tell people, I am wealthy beyond belief in other ways.
That's right. There you go. Very good, Jackie. Listen,
all right,
thank you so much. You're welcome. Right. You have a blessed evening, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
She's a very nice woman. Hmm?
Oh,
very
yeah,
sweet.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very
sounds
nice.
Like good positive stuff coming around.
I love that. It's always funny, though, when the angels do that. It's kind of like, you know, they'll show me a little.
Mm-hmm.
You know, usually they'll give me times. But when they don't give me a time, they give me this strong yes with this positive vibration that usually
with
means
a short period.
Yeah, like within 3 days or so, they're going to know the answer. So it's just so funny how that works.
Yeah.
You know, because as you know, I'm pretty good on giving time frames.
Yeah.
But I'm going to play a song now, and this song is by one of somebody who is normally in the chat room. That's all I'm going to say. She has a beautiful voice.
Oh,
and this is not
a recording person.
This is not her chosen career, but this is just something that she does on the side and has done on the side for fun.
Cool.
And she, of course, like all of us, thinks she sounds terrible, but I was so impressed with it, I asked her if I could play it. So I'm going to play it for everyone. We'll be right back.
Mama, I found someone like you said would come along. He's a sight and so unlike any man I've known. I was afraid to let him in, 'cause I'm not the trusting kind. But now I'm convinced that he's heaven sent and must be out of his mind. Mama, he's crazy, crazy over me. And in my life is where he says he always wants to be. I've never been so loved. He beats all I've ever seen. And Mama, he's crazy. He's crazy over me. And Mama, you've always said, better look before you leap. Well, maybe so, but here I go. Let my heart lead me. He thinks I haunt the moon and stars. I think he's a living dream. For there are men, but ones like him are few and far between. Mama, he's crazy, crazy over me. And in my life is where he says he always wants to be. I've never been so loved. He beats all I've ever seen. And Mama, he's crazy. He's crazy over me. Oh, Mama, he's crazy. He's crazy over me.
Mama, he's crazy. Yeah, isn't that great?
I like something like that.
I mean, this is just a gift she has. This isn't what she does for a living. And
think about that. You never know.
You know, honestly,
in some country western
doesn't
places,
she sound awesome?
Yeah.
I know she's really good. And I'm going to tell you that everyone in the chat room thought it was great too. So. I happen to know she's in the chat room right now. And so see, yay, bravo. Great, really, really good, very good. Amazing the gifts that people have, you know. I mean, God blesses us. I have a client who tells, you know, and I've said this before, who says that God gives each one of us a tool belt when we're born, and he gives us all certain different tools. Not all of them. We never get a full tool belt, you know. And that's where, you know, so he might give one person one tool for singing and another person another tool for maybe, you know, being a wonderful orator or somebody for being a doctor or whatever. Not everybody gets all the tools in the tool belt, but it's kind of neat. She's got a really neat tool in her tool belt.
She does.
Yeah. So.
You know what? I mean, you can fine-tune that tool and go on the road.
You are. I'm not going to say do something with that tool because that just sounds weird, okay? I'm just not going to say
it. Sure, you just make it perverted.
I don't mean to. I really don't mean to. But sometimes I hear myself and I think, really? Is that right? Anyway, I'm going to answer a question in the chat room that I just saw right in front of me. And this is about the orange. And I know who that is. What I will tell you is that the Mr. Orange, her question is, do you know the one with Mr. Orange? Yes, I do know. And I think she has a question, but she actually hasn't posed the question here. So I won't answer it because she didn't pose a question. But KDH, who's in the chat room, is the one who just sang that song. And everyone just complimented her. You are so not too old to tour.
Hey,
so
if I
listen.
Had the voice, I would go on tour tomorrow.
You know what? So would I. If I had that voice,
my
gosh.
That's my dream, remember?
Yeah, really. Exactly.
I just don't have.
I know. It is your dream. I know that. You love doing that kind of stuff. So good for you. Amen. Okay, let's go ahead and take another caller because there is something that...
What is this, Mr. Orange? What does that have to do with that?
Yeah, I'm hesitating.
You kind of went round and round.
I did, because I didn't know if she, I'm just going to say this about Mr. Orange, person from New Jersey, because you put that in the chat room. You are better off without than you are with him. We both kind of knew that this probably, I kind of did, you're right, try to warn you a little bit on that. But I think it is his depression issues and not another woman. And I think that's where your problem lies. It has nothing to do with there being another woman involved. I don't believe there is. I think it's his mental issues where he has those high highs and those low, low, lows. Because when he's on his high, high, boy, he's right in your face. But when he's on his low, 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 it's not happening, you know. So I will say that. Okay, so now we're going to go to Rachel, who is in the chat or on the phone live, I believe. Hi, Rachel. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you so much. I am a first-time caller, and my question is identical to the girl that called before me.
Okay.
I'm wondering if you see a new career opportunity coming for me soon and how I'm going to connect with it.
Okay. Let's take a look and see what I can see for your career opportunity. Rachel, can I ask you a question? Were you involved in something that helps people? Is that your career?
No, I've never done that.
Why am I seeing you do something that aids others? Is this something you do on the side, maybe? Is there some kind of work you do? Because it's coming through so strongly. You don't work for any kind of shelter, animal shelter, anything like that?
No.
Why is that coming through so strong?
You know, I do, my dad is 83, and I do travel out of state every 2 months to spend a little bit of time with him.
Okay. Which is great, but that's not what I'm sensing. What I'm sensing is care, like somebody who's truly help. I mean, not that you're not helping him, but I'm not going to let myself get off that easy. That's not what I'm getting. It's not that. It could be the person above you or below you in the queue, so I will check that out and see, because it's just coming really, really strong, okay? But as far as your job and career go, let me take a look here. Okay, well, here's one of the things that I'm seeing. You kind of have just... they're telling me you've made a learning experience from your last position. Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay. What is it that you learned, Rachel?
Oh, where do I begin? First of all, I learned I dedicated my life to my job. I put in over 60 hours a week, and I had no personal life. I had minimal friends, and I learned never to do that again. I have to have balance.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. In other words, you work to live instead of live to work, or you work
yes.
You live to work instead of, yeah, that's right, I had it wrong, didn't
yes.
I? I know, I do. I will say that a lot of people have done that, and they realize that what they put into it, they don't get back out of it. And
right.
It's great that you made that lesson and that you learned that, and that was something that you needed to learn. Also, I see here that your stress was like off the charts at certain
yes.
times. Yeah, right. But the other thing they're showing me is that you're a very committed worker. When you go to work for somebody, when you're working for a company, you give them 110% always, not sometimes, but always, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, this is what they're telling me. They're saying don't feel like you have to compromise what you're looking for. Don't give up. Don't take the easy side. Don't settle, okay? What they're saying is continue to do what you're doing. You're a little scared now. Because you're waiting for this new opportunity to come, and you're hoping it comes sooner than later. They're telling me it's going to come. I'm looking at, I'm seeing 2.5. So when I see 2.5, that's either 2.5 weeks, could be 2.5 days, but I seriously doubt it, or 2.5 months. So sometime between now and 2.5 months from now, you will be gainfully employed. They're also showing me that a peacefulness has kind of taken over you. When you left that other job, once you got through, you almost went through a grieving phase. Is that true?
Yes, absolutely. For 1 year, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I left a very dysfunctional company and very low energy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're saying that that a peacefulness came over you. that just it made you realize that after you went through your grieving phase and that peaceful phase came in, you realized what you'll never give your soul away like that again, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. But the other thing I'm seeing is that almost the healing process took place. And you needed that. You needed that healing process to be able to move forward with another company. Had you gotten a job too soon, you would have carried negative energy from the other company into the new job, and it would not have worked out well for you.
Yes, I figured that one out. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And they're telling me also that now, are you either planning? You didn't travel with your other job, so. Where is this travel coming up? Are you planning a trip?
Yes, my dad's birthday is in 2 weeks, and I'm going back to Chicago to see him.
Good. Okay, well, know this. The trip's going to be fine. You're going to be safe. Nothing to worry about. Where are you calling from, by the way?
California.
California. Okay, good. All righty. Well, it's going to be a safe flight, safe travel. Everything's going to be great. Look forward to that. And then what I see is that on the job front, after your return is when I see things picking up. I see progress, and I see that that you're going to get what you're looking for, and you're going to start sleeping a little better because apparently your sleep is not. You might be sleeping, but you're not getting the kind of good quality sleep that you should be getting. Is that true?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So that's gonna be a lot better too. So enjoy your trip. Know that the job's going to come between now and 2.5 months from now. It should be pretty comfortable. It should work out pretty well. Okay.
So I just want to make sure because I'm always plagued, and this is horrible for me to ask because I really know the answer. It was meant for me to leave that job.
Oh, it wasn't meant for you to leave that job. You had to leave that job. It was, yes, it was fate that you had to leave that job because that job was chewing you up and spitting you out. It was taking more and more of you every single day. And you know as well as I do, because I can see it and sense it and feel it, that job was literally destroying you, slowly
yes.
from the inside out. Am I correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank
okay.
you
so how can you question that? You know, the reality is, God did not put us on this earth to get a job that we hate and be miserable every day. If you're miserable at your job, you have no choice but to find another one. And if you can't find another one because they're working you 60 hours a week, then you have to leave that job and go find another one and go through that rough period in between. But you see, you're moving forward. You've done something. Where you could be sad, upset, and unhappy is if you sat back and said, you know, this job is horrible, it stinks, it sucks even, and I'm miserable all the time, and I'm going to this job, and I'm not even having the time to go out and look for another job. I can't even go take interviews. How awful
That's
would
right.
that have been? So that would have been what I call stuck in one of those vicious cycle. Where the water's going down the drain?
Cycle.
Yeah, like thank you, a cyclone. That's what I'm showing, Jessica, and I can say it. In a cyclone, that's what a cyclone is like. You don't want to live in a cyclone ever. What you've done is you've said, okay, I'm going to improve my life. I'm going to better it. I'm going to step out. I do see you getting a job now. They're also showing me, though, that you're going to have to either, I think it's a recertification or something like that, that you're going to have to do. I don't understand what that means, but with this new company, there'll be a little bit of an education process, but you'll be just fine, okay?
Okay. Well, am I going to find that on my own on the Internet or...
I believe that it's going to come through some effort that you have already made, okay? Through an effort that you have already made.
Okay.
Okay.
One other thing I want to say is I made really great money at that company, and one day I said to myself, the money is not worth it.
That's right.
So I think you don't stay for the money, even though it's been hard for 2 years.
Well, of course it has been, but you know what? You're moving forward. You see, you had to leave that job to be able to find another job. You had to buy back your soul. And so while you were in the job, you were going nowhere but down and down and down and down the drain. Now you're moving forward. You know, you've taken control. You're now in control of your situation. You know
right.
that you're going to get a new job. You know you're going to excel. You know you're going to do good. God didn't make you average, and God didn't make you so that you could just sit there and not earn any money. He wanted you to succeed. He wants you to be successful, and that's exactly what you're going to be. And you're taking your God-given gift, which is your ability to make a choice and your ability to have free will, and you're making something happen, and it will. So don't worry about that, Rachel. You're moving forward in the right direction, okay?
Oh, thank you so much, and God bless you.
Listen, God bless you, too, and thanks for calling in. Okay, bye-bye. Now. Nice girl, and you know what that's like. You were in that cycle.
Yes, that was my life.
Weren't you thinking about that?
Except I wasn't making the wonderful money.
No, well, but
to even make it worthwhile.
You weren't, but isn't that amazing when,
yes,
yeah,
I
know.
Yes, somebody else and I went through exactly the same thing.
Yep.
Let me tell you, I mean, I am so much happier now.
I know, and you're not making the money that you wanted to make.
My happiness level?
Yes, is way up there. Your peace, I mean, you don't have the stress. I mean, I really thought there were times you were going to lose it.
Well,
and
I was going to lose my mind.
You're back
really
to being
did.
You, thank God.
Yeah.
Right? Thank God. All right. So, Rachel, this song's for you.
I am woman. Hear me roar in numbers. I've heard it all before, and I've been down there on the floor. No one's ever gonna keep me down again. Whoa, yes, I am white, but it will fall to pain if I pay the price. But look how much I gain. If I have to, I can do anything. I am strong. It only serves to make me more determined to achieve my final goal. And I come back even stronger, not a novice any longer, 'cause you deepen the conviction in my soul. Oh yes, I am white, but it's with the fall of pain if I pay the price. But look how much I
woman, see? Woman power, yay! Yeah, but we like man power, too. I mean, we actually have a guy with some power in our chat room, and his name, this is Jay. I see Jay is online.
Jay? Hello?
Jay?
Hello?
Hello, Jay. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. Can you believe I'm calling again?
We love your call, so we welcome your call. How you doing?
Guess what we are?
Neighbors?
Yes, we are.
Woo, yay! Fantastic. So which area did you decide on, if I may ask? Was it you could, 'cause you had changed?
I'm in Winter Park.
Oh, wow.
Get out. Are you serious?
Yeah. Yep, I moved in. I moved in today to my new place.
Yes. Oh my goodness, wonderful. Winter Park is a great town.
Winter Park is wonderful.
Park Avenue, well, you walk up and down, bring your wallet, it'll cost you. It's a great place, though.
It's beautiful.
And I highly recommend the Starbucks on Park Ave, right?
Yeah, I used to work in that building.
I know that.
Yeah.
I can't even believe how much cheaper groceries are here than in North Carolina.
Really?
That surprises me.
I'm surprised.
But isn't the housing more expensive?
Well, it depends how you're living.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. You go right ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, I don't know what I was going to say because I lost my track.
All right, now, do you have a job? What are you doing?
Oh, right now I'm going to join the Musicians Union, but what I've done since I've been in Florida is I've actually hired somebody who transposed all my music into two books.
Oh.
And so now I'm going to have the books copyrighted, and then I'm joining the Musicians Union, and then I should be, employed pretty quick.
Fantastic. Now, you know how to do the copyright easily, correct?
I was going to upload it. I thought,
yep.
There's
a form that you can upload, and, you know, it's real easy. You fill out the form. You send it in with a copy of your work. And if it's all going to be contained in one book, you can copyright it all under that title of that book, right? You don't need to, each song doesn't need to be copyrighted separately, I think, because you're sending it in one book.
I have to do it as two books because it's too much for one book.
I'm so proud of you. Congratulations.
This is good news.
Yeah. My goodness. Wow.
Yes.
We're so happy for you.
So my way from the BTR chat room has been productive.
Good. Wonderful. Fantastic. I'm so happy for you. God bless you. That's just incredible. And couldn't be happier for you. Let me tell you, could not be happier for you. You're going to love Winter Park. You're going to love this.
What do you think of Florida?
Oh, I've always liked Florida. What I'm interested in is give me the Grace byline.
How's Grace? I ask all the time, right?
Right. Well, you know, I remember that we're supposed to get married here in Florida.
I may have said that.
I can't believe it isn't quite going quite like that.
Okay. Are you two still together?
I don't know.
Okay.
Actually, I'm a bit confused, actually, what's going on. I do know that this week she also got another marriage proposal.
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Yeah, she went back to Ohio and from her ex.
No.
Yes.
But he...
Not her ex-husband, her ex-boyfriend.
Oh. Okay, I was going to say, because, wow, yeah. Okay. Really? Huh.
She's weaned some of the phone calling off.
Mm-hmm. And I haven't seen her as much in the chat room either, by the way.
Well, she doesn't have a computer now. She bought one and then returned it, so.
Okay. Let me see what I can see here. Hold on a second. I'm going to tell you, I still see her coming back your way.
Mm.
Okay? I do see that coming. I won't give you a time frame, but I do see that she's still going to, I see that she's still going to come your way. And if she needs to work this other issue out for the time being, then she does. But just know that you have a very special bond with her. And I think you know that.
Okay. Yeah, I do know.
Okay. And what I'm being shown is that heaven is watching over you both. That's what I'm seeing right now. And I believe that, believe it or not, as this may sound weird, the worst is already behind you. So relax. I don't know why they're telling me that, but that's what they're telling me. And I don't know in what way they mean that, but I do believe very strongly that everything's going to work out.
Oh, okay. Interesting. I have one little tidbit, too, is my ex from New York is actually coming here on February 19th and going to be staying with me, and I'm just wondering what element does that bring to my life?
Well, gosh, Jay.
You know,
you just hit me with two big old wet stones is what you've done, because when did you decide, did you tell Grace that she was coming?
No, I haven't said anything yet.
Interesting. I'm going to tell you something. I think that since Grace is still doing a little bit of shopping, and I'm not saying you're shopping, but
right.
I'm going to ask you this question. I think that your ex coming is going to be okay, but I'm going to tell you this. How do I put this in a nice way? Are you talking about your ex-girlfriend or your ex-wife?
No, my ex-girlfriend.
Okay, good. Okay, because I would have, yeah, okay. I'm getting she's coming, but I'm going to tell you what the angels are telling me.
Okay, definitely.
Okay, her stripes haven't changed, and I don't know what they mean by that, but
maybe
you...
She was really, really in love with me.
Mm-hmm.
And,
okay.
It wasn't reciprocal. You know, there was a lot of... it's completely different than with Grace. So, you know, they're completely different women, and so... She really, really loved me and thought that we were twin rays, and but it was a little overwhelming for me, so I backed out of it.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well.
But you've obviously kept in touch.
Well, yes, because it's not that I didn't like her. It's just I wasn't going to marry her.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you, and like I said, yes, she's coming, but, you know, actually somebody's asking this question in the chat room, and I'm going to mimic it. Why are you letting her stay with you if you know how she feels about you? How long is her intended stay?
Actually, I'm having three women come all at once, converging on my place on the same day from
okay,
three different
Jay, you are
states.
A player, honey.
You move the bar and it becomes a swinging bachelor.
Oh, my goodness. What are you doing, Jay? What are you doing? What's
just,
going on?
They all know each other, but they all live in different states, and we've never all been together all at once. And so... when, you know, Susie's down in St. Pete, I invited her over. Then she is friends with my ex, Margaret, and said, Margaret, come down. So Margaret's coming down. And Laura is my dearest friend from my whole life, and she heard that they were going to be here, and so she's decided to come at the same time. So everybody's converging here for a week.
Wow. Now, let me ask you something. You're not all going to start wearing white flowing robes and shave your heads and stand at the airport with flowers, are you?
I don't know. Margaret's very psychic. And Susie.
You haven't decided to become Mormon, right? And have
no.
I'm only kidding. I have very good friends who are Mormon. I could get shot for that. They're going to kill me if they hear this.
Okay.
I'm just teasing about that. What I do want to say is, I know that anybody that you're with, even if it ends up not being a relationship in one way, it becomes a friendship relationship. So I do understand that about you, because you don't have a negative intention in your body, and I know that. So I will tell you that just make sure my only concern is not for the other two that are coming, but the one who has never stopped caring for you, okay? Make sure that you let her know from the get-go that this is just, you know, a friendship thing. Because let me tell you something. When somebody's that much in love with you, okay, being around you is just painful. Mm-hmm. It's just painful because it's so hard for them because they want to express these feelings that they have. But it's like every time, it's like somebody putting their hand up with a big stop sign saying, no, stop, don't. It will exhaust her emotionally and physically. So just know that going into this and don't be surprised, okay?
Oh, that's really insightful. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
No, I didn't know that. And and with my confusion with what Grace is putting me through, it's like, because Grace has actually become psychic. I don't know if you know that.
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, she has become psychic, and her guide is Metatron, and he is he's all the Claires to her, clairaudient,
clairvoyant,
and,
okay.
Yes, and she told me that I'm getting back with Margaret, and then all of a sudden Margaret's now showed up, you know, so it's like, but I've never felt for Margaret what I felt for Grace. So, you know, that's where the confusion comes in. And
well,
I don't believe, you know, that we're getting back together, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. What I will tell you is that I know you're smart enough not to settle for a relationship. You're not a payback kind of guy. So I'm not concerned with that. All I'll say is it's painful for a man or a woman to be in love. You know, if a woman is there, or if you were in love with her,
right,
and it wasn't reciprocated, it'd be very difficult for you to spend a week with her knowing that those feelings are you know, you can't let her know, and if you do, those feelings are never going to be returned. It's very hard. So just keep that in mind. And know that some things may be said, or she's going to act hurt. I'm just telling you, know it from the get-go, okay?
Okay.
And then.
I do love her in a way, but, you know, it's just not going to be in a relationship.
I love my dog, but I wouldn't marry it. You know
right.
what I'm saying? I get exactly what you're saying. You know, we love a lot of people, but it doesn't mean we'd marry them. And you know that she's more like a sister than anything else, right?
That's what I'm playing it as.
Okay. All right, well, listen to me. Please get back to us. We want to hear, I know it's going to be a TV show on Channel 2, Jay and His Wives, but what I'd love for you to do is call us back and let us know how you made out, okay?
Yes, and we'll have to do lunch now that we're neighbors.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Lunch in Winter Park. We love that.
We love lunch in Winter Park. We would love to meet you. So you've got my toll-free number. Call me. Well, you don't even need it. You can call the regular number. You got something to write?
Yeah. Okay. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. It's 407-971-0017. So you can call that number instead of using the toll-free. And because you're local now.
Yeah. Isn't
yeah,
it great?
How awesome. I'm so happy. I'm so thrilled. So thrilled. You and Jessica and I have to get together, and we'll have lunch, and we'll give you the ins and the outs of the great part of Florida that you're living in. Okay?
Okay. Love
all right.
You guys.
Take
have
care. God bless. We love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
What a sweetheart. He cracks me up. He cracks me up.
I know, three women coming down. That's
three women. I just, God bless him. I don't know. He's got that, he must have that worked down to a science,
hey,
you know
what? You move to Florida, everybody follows you.
And you sing.
Mm-hmm.
See, he was on, we played him on the show, and now all these women are chasing him down. All right, so now, KDH, you know what? I'm going to have to play another one of yours. Cause
that means she's going to have men.
You're going to have men chasing you down. Here we go. This is another one by KDH.
Charlie's got a gold watch,
don't seem like a whole lot. After 30 years of driving up and down the interstate. But Charlie's had a good life, and Charlie's got a good wife. And after tonight, she'll no longer be counting the days. 18 wheels and a dozen roses, 10 more miles on his 4-day run, a few more songs from the all-night radio, then he'll spend the rest of his life with the one that he loves. They'll buy a Winnebago, set out to find America. They'll do a lot of catching up, a little at a time. With pieces of the old dream, they're gonna light the old flame. Doing what they please, leaving every other reason behind. 18 wheels and a dozen roses, 10 more miles on his 4-day run, a few more songs from the all-night radio, then he'll spend the rest of his life with the one that he loves. Wheels and a dozen roses, 10 more miles on his 4-day run, a few more songs from the all-night radio, then he'll spend the rest of his life with the one that he loves.
There you go, and that was 18 Wheels by KDH, and was everyone in the chat room is like, you know, complimenting her, and I know she wants to absolutely kill me right now.
Well, I understand
but
that, but
I
she
know.
Was really good, and she needs to be proud of herself.
She really does. I mean, she really does. I think it's really awesome. It's really awesome. So there you go, and KDH, Jay wants to know where you recorded that. So I don't know. She says if only I had some synthesized backup, I could sing like Britney Spears.
I always thought if I could have one of those synthesizers, I would sound just like her.
Yeah, everybody would. I have it on my cell phone. Remember?
That's right.
I have that thing.
Right.
I got that stupid app. What was it? T-Pain. Remember?
That's...
Yeah. And I mean, for like 2 weeks, I wouldn't put it down. Every time I talk to somebody, I'd talk into the phone.
It was very annoying.
I know. Everyone was getting really frustrated. They're like, knock it off.
And you didn't sound like Britney Spears.
No, I sounded like me. And this
synthesized.
Like a robot. Scary, you know, which is what you were saying.
Well, Jay mentioned that Grace wasn't, her angel was Metatron.
Right, exactly.
And I said, I've never heard of that. It sounds like a robot to me. So
right.
I had to look it up.
Right.
You have lots of books here. So
Yes.
And Metatron, you have the book there. What does that say?
Well, okay, first of all, Metatron is associated with Judaism and Christianity.
Okay.
And Metatron is, and you were surprised to see this, the tallest angel in heaven.
Yeah.
And is considered to be one of the most powerful angels.
That's cool.
If you don't mind, I'll just kind of read this here.
Yeah, read
it. It says, Metatron is one of the more dramatic stories about Metatron and two evil Egyptian sorcerers who had managed to trick their way into heaven. Michael and Gabriel tried with all their might to expel them, but they were unable to block the sorcerer's magic, and Metatron was able to command the sorcerers to leave. Now here, you know, as we normally, angels are of no gender, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But they refer to him as he here, and they say he has been called the Chancellor of Heaven and the Prince of the Ministering Angels. The meaning of Metatron's name is often debated by biblical scholars, but that the interpretation is the one who sits next to God. Now, I've heard that said of Michael as well,
right.
So that's interesting. While other angels are often called messengers, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Metatron is actually mentioned many times in the Bible.
And
okay.
I've never, ever heard it before.
Mm-hmm. And he was supposed to have helped lead the children of Israel out of the wilderness. He was supposed to have wrestled with Job, and he stopped Abraham from killing Isaac.
Oh, wow.
And so that's kind of neat. And he preserves and enhances, and this is where Grace mm-hmm. is getting this, is why she's getting the messages she's getting. He preserves and enhances the link between human beings and the divine.
Okay.
And, you know, a lot of people probably, and I'm going to say this because I know, a lot of people have said, oh, well, you know, you don't just become psychic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, you probably don't just become psychic. Everybody has, I don't even like to use the word psychic. I use it because it's easy to find us, Christian
mm-hmm.
Psychic Cafe. That's why I use it, because people will often type that in when they're looking for some kind of a connection to the divine source.
Right.
And so what I will say is that I'm sure Grace always had the ability, because we all have the ability to communicate with our angels.
Hmm.
We all have the ability. It's learning how to make that connection and to trust those things that is the most important thing. And I will tell you, I've been working on a book that will teach anybody how to connect. Not only how to connect, but how to be a person who communicates on someone else's behalf and communicates with their angels for them. It's everything that I've been doing all these years.
Cool.
And I've been working on it, and for a long time I've been, you know, saying I was going to write,
yeah,
and then I never actually.
I would like to read that book, because I don't have a clue.
Yeah, I know. It's one of those things where it's kind of a step by step process, and I've talked to a lot of people, and I've done a lot of research, so it's not just my experiences; it's what others have done
mm-hmm.
and how they've been able to learn how to open up that channel of communication. The angels are there. We just need to learn how to communicate with
yeah.
them. And once you learn and start trusting it, you're flooded. And then you need to learn how to turn it off.
Yeah, it's got to be a filter.
Well, you do. You have to learn how to. It's almost like a water, you know, tap.
Mm-hmm.
And you turn it on, and when you turn it all the way on, it comes flooding out, and you get splashed, and you're like, whoa, I don't want to get splashed.
Mm-hmm.
So then you have to learn how to get the messages, but in a way that it's not overwhelming for
right.
you. So. So that's kind of interesting.
Interesting.
So I'm so happy for Grace that she's learned how to do that communication, because God bless her. She's a wonderful person, and you know, everything happens not for a reason, but for a good reason. And the fact that Grace is making sure that she's left no stone unturned, because any decision that she would make to move forward with Jay, if perhaps
mm-hmm.
that's going to be her choice, needs to be done without any indecision.
Right.
And the same for Jay. And so I think that this sometimes is a blessing
mm-hmm.
To have something like this happen, because if Jay decides that maybe he wants to move forward in another direction, then this was a great thing, and
yeah.
the same thing for Grace. So
right.
so good for them both. That's a very good thing. I like that. Okay. All right. Now, let's take a look here. I know that we have I'm looking for the question. Here we go. Okay. PTAMA. You have an almost 18-year-old daughter, and she has been an emotional wreck lately. When do you see her emotions? And I'm assuming emotions steadying out and becoming better. Okay, here's the thing with her. Okay, her emotions. And I'm going to say this very carefully. Her emotions lately, you say, have been crazy. I'm seeing that it's not, as much as you might think it's related to another event, it's more of a hormonal issue than it is anything else. And I'm getting validation of this right now. It's definitely a hormonal issue. And it is something she will work out of, but I think it's going to take probably, it's going to take about 8 more months for her to get settled down.
Can't she go to the doctors?
she can go to the doctor, but
I mean, sometimes hormone issues, medication.
Medication can help. And when I asked the angels if she should go to the doctor, I'm not getting an answer on that. So I don't want to say go to the doctor, but always, when in doubt, you go to a doctor,
I would go to a doctor.
And get it checked out. Because I am feeling that it's definitely hormone related. But boy, can I tell you, the angels aren't giving me an answer beyond that. And I'm really... It's up to her. Yeah, it's up to you and it's up to your daughter whether she wants to go to the doctors or not. But, you know, if it...
You could go and they could test your hormone levels. And
exactly, exactly, you know. Okay, and now PT, I'm going to call her Patama. I don't know why, because that's what your initial spell for me, P-T-A-M-A, Patama.
Patama.
So now you're Patama. You stated that she's just been put on meds a month ago. So
okay.
You see, that's all trying to get worked out.
Well, and that takes time.
Yeah, it does take time. It not only takes time, but it, you know, they're going to adjust the amount and the dosage. And I'm going to tell you, she's going to be okay, though. Don't worry. It might take about 7-8 months for her to settle down completely. But once she does, she'll be good to go. And probably by the age of 20, 21, you can take her off of them.
Okay.
So you don't have to worry. Okay, this isn't, I'm not sensing this is going to be longer than that. But again, I don't give medical advice, therefore I cannot answer that in that way. Okay. Alrighty, now, you know what? We have somebody on the line by the name of Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hello. Excuse me,
how are you?
I'm well. How are you doing, both of you?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you. You're calling from a 904 area code, and you've called us before, right?
I sure have.
Okay, great. So you're in Jacksonville?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I'm guessing because I remember there was a Sarah from Jacksonville, but that's about all that I remember. So how are you doing, sweetie?
Good, good. When I talked with you back in December, I believe it was late December or middle of December, y'all were laughing about the movie The Help.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And you told me to call back.
Yes.
And tell you about the movie. So,
did you go see it?
I got the DVD.
And what do you think?
I mean, I laughed. You know, I'm not going to say I cried, but I laughed. I've watched it 2 times.
Oh, I love that movie. I love that there were times I was very sad, and other times
I was. That cried through the
you cried. I know. Jessica cried, because she's not a crybaby, but she cried a lot.
It hit me. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe it was the wrong. I don't know. Was it that time of the month? Because you were really. You never cry at movies. I'm always crying at movies.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's
yeah.
The spot.
So,
well, yeah.
I'm glad I watched it. It was
okay.
Good.
But let me ask you this question. Can you ever eat chocolate pie again?
No.
No, me either. I can't. And we were at a restaurant in Sanford, and we happened to sit next to where they have all the baked goods in the glass case, and I just looked over and I saw the chocolate pie, and I thought, ooh, no. No. Couldn't do it.
Her face was so serious when she said it to that lady.
Oh,
and the lady was like,
It was wonderful. I absolutely love that movie. And they just won a bunch of awards.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm so happy for all of them. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. How can I help you tonight? Do you have a question?
Yeah, my same question, career. But more specific, I had a gentleman that I worked with on a temp job. He's at a total different company now. Has the favor to get this position as an executive assistant. So I'm not sure the details of the one I forwarded my resume to him.
Good.
For another, you know, for an administrative position.
Right.
So, you know, I want to know how you feel about that, you know. I feel like this young guy, he's like 30 years old, you know, a Christian man, you know, always showed me, you know, respect, you know, called me Miss Sarah and blah, blah, blah. So
mm-hmm.
He called me to tell me about the position. So I thought that was awesome because he knows I've been looking and he knows that he has favor for sure to get the job that he has, making phenomenal money.
Absolutely correct. And what I will tell you is that I see that as a very – I see a positive thing coming from that. So do not worry. I see it coming through. You know, the fact that he has seen your abilities and the fact that he has worked kind of, he's seen how you work. And he's extending this out to you. How could you go wrong with that?
You know, that's what I think, too, because, you know, sometimes when you're working in an office and, you know, you be moving to the left and to the right trying to fit in, and I just, you know, stayed in my position. You know, I didn't play with them. You know, I don't play with you. I'm there to
right.
do a J-double B.
Right. Exactly. And he respects you. That's the most important thing. Having someone that respects you is worth its weight in gold.
But, you know, I'm feeling like since I forwarded him my resume, I haven't touched base with him, you know, because I have his cell number, you know. He's on my
right.
Facebook page. And I think tonight I'm just going to send him a little message and say, okay, you know, where do we go from here, you know.
Be exactly. Stay on top of it. There's nothing wrong with that. That's what you would do if you were on the job. You're the kind of person that stays on top of things, which is why he would recommend you in the first place. So, therefore, you want to go ahead and stay on top of it, okay?
Okay.
So I would suggest that you definitely do contact him either via text or via email, like you said, and say, hey, you know, you're right. What's the next step? What can I do now to make this happen, you know? And if he doesn't respond, you contact him again, okay? But I see this as a very positive thing, and I see this as something that's going to happen, okay, Sarah?
Okay. All right.
Super.
All right.
Listen, I'm so glad you went to see that movie. Thank you for calling in.
Yes. My girlfriend purchased the DVD, and she let me hold it. And matter of fact, I still have it.
Aha! Well, you know what? Maybe pop it in one more time and watch at least that one part, which is just so good.
Okay.
Hey, listen, God bless you.
Amen. All right,
Amen.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, sweetie. Thanks. She's so sweet, huh?
She is sweet.
Yeah. I remember her now.
Too.
Yeah, yeah. That was great.
That was like the week after we saw that movie, and we were just blown away and talking about it. We drove everybody crazy about that movie.
We did, but it was just so good, so we had to, you
That's
know.
Right.
I know. Why not? There you go. Okay, I tell you what. We're going to play a song. We'll be right back.
Spend all your time with for that second chance. Distraction, oh, before.
shouldn't start talking about stuff.
No, we kind of started talking and forgot to unmute ourselves, so we're really...
We're on the show.
Oh, wait, the music stopped. That's terrible. You're back on live with the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny. I'm here with Jessica. We're just having a good time.
Oh, yeah, and we're talking about that song. How could you play that song?
You know, I like to play any song that says angel.
Okay,
you know?
But that song, ever since they started playing it with the animals on the commercial on TV, it just makes me want to cry every time I hear it.
I know, but also, you know what? I think if music can bring out emotion in people, I think that's awesome. Because it makes people...
It's the music in conjunction with that commercial.
Well, I know.
Because those poor little
animals... Do you know I can't watch that commercial all the way through?
No.
I have to turn it off. It makes
me so
sad.
And every animal I've gotten has been from the shelter.
I know, because, you know, everyone should adopt from the shelter.
I agree.
You know? I mean,
why spend money when you could get free tickets to SeaWorld?
That's right. You got two free tickets
to
SeaWorld.
Yes, I adopted
you got your
a
last
kitten.
Pet. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You got two tickets to SeaWorld and two tickets to... WonderWorks.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Have you been to WonderWorks?
No, we still have those tickets.
I want to go. When you go, I'll take me and the girls. The girls and I want to come. I love WonderWorks. And I love that show they have at the end. Like, you could get that extra show where they do, like, the...
Oh, the magic show?
Yeah. I love that.
We haven't been there in years and years and years.
I know, but it's an upside-down building. How can you not go?
It's very cool. But
it's
the whole
cool.
point was we were going to adopt... This cat, we didn't know about the tickets. I'm just
I know you didn't.
Being
I know.
Silly, but,
I know.
You know.
But you're right. Why wouldn't you?
They really, you know, the problem is there's so many kittens,
mm-hmm.
and people have a tendency to overlook the cats and go on to the dogs.
Well, I know, and that's
and
what
let me tell
happened.
You, this cat has turned out to be the best pet.
That cat is adorable, and I don't even like cats.
Because she thinks she's a dog.
I noticed that, and that's why I like her,
I think.
Well,
and because we have a dog, and she's made friends with the dog.
I know.
Let me tell you, and if I had my camera the other day, the dog was laying on the floor. The cat was laying on top of the dog.
Get out.
Just laying there.
I love that. I absolutely love that. I mean, that was a big blessing for you. I'm glad you got that cat. It is the most adorable cat in the world. Okay, you know what? If you ever want to have a reading with me privately, you can go to my website at www.drginny.com, drginny.com, or you could call my toll-free number, 1-800-375-3446. And we're going to go ahead and do another angel reading here real quick. I'm not quite sure of the name because it looks more of like a sign-on status. It's J-A-L-N-I-H, Jalilina?
Jalmi?
Hi, yes, that's you. Hi. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Are you calling through Skype?
Yes, I am.
Okay, that's why it's not showing a number then. I understand. Very good. So where are you calling from?
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. I love Las Vegas.
Don't burst into song, please.
I love Las Vegas. It's one of my favorite places because... For me, it's truly the city that never sleeps, and I'm not a big sleeper, so I love Las Vegas. Tell me, what do you do there in Las Vegas, if I may ask?
I work for a luggage company in their accounting department.
Okay, very good. All right, very good. And how can I help you tonight?
I'd like to get a general reading done.
Sure, I'd be happy. I'll do a mini version of a general reading because a whole reading would take, you know, 30 minutes to an hour. But I'll do like a mini version for you, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you a couple of things that I see here. You have gone through something in approximately the last, is it 18 months you went through something that caused you a lot of stress here. Is that correct?
I can't think of anything right now.
You would pretty much know. In other words, in the last 18 months, you went through something that was causing you some stress, and you found a way to control that stress by retreating from the situation. Is this true?
Possibly, yeah.
Okay. The other thing that I'm seeing is that you're someone with a very strong faith and a lot of hope. Is that true?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and the other thing that I'm seeing is that you've been kind of, I'm going to call you the planter, and I'm going to tell you why. You've been sowing seeds. You're very good at you're very compassionate and you're very good at helping people, and you've been sowing a lot of seeds. And you're very good at stepping back and letting those seeds sprout. And sometimes you're not even aware of the results of the things that you have done to help people. But I'm telling you that you, since you were a young girl, had this ability. Did you know that?
No.
Really? Huh. Yeah, I'm being shown that you're a very compassionate, kind person. And do you feel you are?
In some way.
Yeah, uh-huh. Well, I am being shown that you're very good at planting seeds in people and giving them hope. That's the thing, that your daily, I would say almost daily actions, is always to give people hope. And you're very a good person to have as a friend and to talk with, because you give some really good advice. The one thing that I'm going to tell you is that because of your own positive thinking, you're happy with the success you've achieved so far in life, but you would like more. Is that correct?
Very true.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tell me, and I've got to ask this question, did you have somebody that you cared for very much that you were hoping would come across from the other side?
Is it someone who has passed away?
Yes.
Yeah, my granddad.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because he's here now, and I have to tell you, I'm going to tell you that it sounds crazy, but he's telling me that you have honored the family, and I don't know what that means, but I guess you do know what that means. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay, he's letting me know that you've honored the family, and he's very proud. He's very, very proud of you. He wants you to know this. He's actually has tears of pride on his cheeks, running down his face. He's very proud of you. The way you've handled things, and he's saying how you survived, and I don't know what that means, but he's very proud of you. Do you know what that means?
Yes.
Okay. So he's letting me know that, and he didn't just come through nonchalantly. He burst through. He really wanted me to get that message to you. He felt that it was critical that you know it and hear it, and that will help you in your future. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All righty. And that's it. I'm not going to say he was a man of many words, because I'm not seeing that he was, but when he wanted to be heard, he was heard, correct?
Correct.
Yes, okay. And he wanted to be heard right now, so I will give you that. And so... As much as we're kind of on a shortened version of giving readings tonight, because, you know, we've got more people in the chat room, I wanted to be able to share at least that much with you. I think that was important. And you'll feel free to call in another Wednesday night or call me privately, you know, for an extended reading. But that should make you sleep very well tonight. Don't you agree?
Yes, thank you.
I agree. That's a blessing. So listen, thank you for calling in. God bless you. And please call us back again or call me privately and we'll do another reading, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care now. Bye-bye. I love Las Vegas. Yeah. See, I walk away.
You want to sing?
I think I might say, Las Vegas. No, I love Las Vegas. Las Vegas is, my husband and I used to go every 3 months, B.C., before children,
mm-hmm.
right? And we have never, no, we went back once because I had to do a show thing out there. I wasn't a show, it was a speech. I was giving a seminar. That was the only time I went back with the children. I would never bring my children back because...
Because they can't really gamble.
Well, they can't gamble, and it was miserable for them because,
yeah.
you know, well, they were young, and they liked the flashing lights. They're very drawn to them.
And now they would love to go.
Oh, my gosh, my girl. Well, I promised my daughter when she turns 21 that I will take her because I think that, first of all, you know, I know a lot of people don't believe in gambling, and it's a sin and all that. I'm going to tell you that I think that if you are going to go on vacation in Florida, Orlando, Florida,
right.
and you plan on spending $100 or whatever, $200 or $50 a day, or $50 a day.
Well, $5,000.
Well, no, see, I'm not a big gambler,
right.
you know. But
no, I'm talking if you come to vacation in
Well,
Orlando.
Yes, if you come to Orlando, you're going to spend a certain amount a day on your entertainment. And so if you're spending that much in Vegas doing something like, you know,
yeah.
whatever, there's nothing, I personally don't see anything wrong with
hey,
it.
I went to Las Vegas with $500.
And see, listen, I always had this envelope. I was one time flying out to Vegas. We used to get comped at the, was it Riviera? That was it.
Mm-hmm.
My gosh, it's been so long. And so we used to go every 3 months. And I'm really good at blackjack.
Mm-hmm.
And so I used to, I never came home except one time with less money than I went with.
Well, that's good.
Except the last time.
Away,
well,
know?
I'm an envelope person, and I had a woman on the plane who wrote a book mm-hmm. on how to gamble the slots.
Oh.
So this is my thing. I go and I win all this money at the blackjack table, and then I go to the slot machines and I reinvest it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like this insane little ritual.
You're never going to come ahead.
And it's just this fun thing for me.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why. I just think it's so much fun. And I drink coffee by 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well,
the
thing is, it's brightly lit. 24/7.
But all the shows are so great and so
uh-huh.
funny and so entertaining. It was a big shock for me that they had I'd never seen a topless show
before.
That was
the first time I ever saw one, too. We walked in, I'm like, oh, my goodness.
I'm like, oh, my God, she doesn't have a blouse on. Oh, my God. I know. They're usually on an elevated stage that kind of comes out, and they start shaking.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, dear God, please stop. I was so embarrassed. But, you know, that's what they do there. And not at all the shows, but it was kind of cool, you know.
It was
kind of fun.
It's a totally fun, different thing if you've never done that.
And there's so much free stuff to do in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can go into all the hotels and all the different free shows that they have,
mm-hmm.
and the food is so cheap if you use those coupons. I still have a cupboard full of Sands. Remember Sands, the casino Sands?
Yes.
Every time we went, we each get a coupon for a free coffee mug. So, like, I have all those coffee mugs still in there. I know. It's, like, so insane. I'm so weird. But, anyway, I just like Las Vegas. See, you call me from Las Vegas, and this is what I'm going to talk about.
And now we're hearing about Las Vegas.
I know, because it's such a cool place. You know, I like where they have the pirate ships and the MGM, and we got to see the glitter slippers and from Wizard of Oz.
Oh, really?
They have a whole display for Wizard of Oz, and it's just really cool. We met some cool people out there, and it was a lot of fun, yeah.
Wayne Newton?
You know, no, we saw a bunch of people, but Wayne Newton happened not to be one of them. I did happen to see the Siegfried and Roy show. I was fortunate to get to see that, and singers and stuff like that. But, I thought it would be interesting to tour all the chapels because I thought it was hysterical, freaking hysterical.
Oh, you mean where they marry people?
Yeah. So I went to all that. Yeah, well, I saw the Elvis. Yeah, I mean, I went to all of them, and I saw where Elvis, the house that Elvis had lived in, and all that when he stayed when he went to Vegas. Yeah, you know me, I'm kind of like weird that way. I like to, you know, I think.
Well, we saw the sights when we went there.
It's so much fun.
$500 lasts about 10 minutes.
I know. So after the first 10 minutes, then what do you do?
Right.
Yeah, but there's I think it's called Red. Is it Red Knot or
Red Rock Canyon?
Yeah. That
Which
was really
beautiful.
Cool. It's absolutely gorgeous.
And Hoover Dam is there.
Hoover Dam did that a couple of times. But there was also an old West town that my children will never forget. Well, that was a really cool place. And because I didn't go to the casino when I was there for the seminar because we had the children
right.
with us. But you sometimes have to walk through them or down the street. And they were like, I took them into Circus and let them play all this, you know, the carnival games and
mm-hmm.
stuff like that. But, yeah, they were quite drawn to it. And that's when I told my daughter, when she turns 21, I will take her and teach her how to do it responsibly.
Right.
So there you go, which is a good thing, you know. All right, this one goes out to Susie Q because it's her very, very favorite.
Mm-hmm.
So does Susie Q, so I had to play that one.
Because we can sing with them. It sounds good.
I was gonna. Well, you can. I can't sing with anyone and carry a tune, so I'm not allowed. As you know, I'm not allowed to sing in my house. I can only lip sync to all the music,
you
sing, so I don't.
You know, just a tad off key.
A tad. I sing like I'm totally tone deaf. I was told.
No, you've gotten better.
Sometimes we can even determine the song you're singing. I have no ability for that. There is a person in the chat room by the name of Ann92054, and her question is, will I be hired for the job I was interviewed? And I'm getting a yes that you will be, and what I can say is the answer is yes, okay? I see you are going to. The other thing I'm going to tell you is I'm seeing.
You might as well just say
okay,
it.
Okay, I'm seeing some kind of abuse situation that you've gone through in the past, and I know that sounds like an odd thing for me to say, but it was the first thing that hit me when I saw your name, and I don't know what the abuse was about, but if you ever need to talk that out, you know where I am. Feel free to call me, but I do see that the job that you interviewed for is going to be a positive response. Going to take a little bit of time yet, but it's going to be a positive response. Don't worry, okay? All righty then. That was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, you just don't know what you're going to get. I mean, you got to pick up all kinds of stuff from people.
I do, and sometimes, and I don't know why I'm picking up that response for Ann.
Maybe it's something that's happened in her life that's affected
it could
everything.
Be everything. I'm just getting this, and wait here. Okay, there we go. Yes, I went through an abusive situation at the current job. You are so right.
Oh,
okay,
wow.
Very good. Yeah.
That's better. That makes total sense.
Yeah, that was the first thing I said to Jessica when the song was ending and I read your question. I said, ooh, I don't know if I should say anything about that, but I'm glad that
nobody
yeah.
should put up with abuse in a
no,
workplace.
Nobody should. And I'm going to tell you, don't worry, Ann. It's going to work out. But the most important thing that you need to know is that you're doing the right thing. You're doing the right thing. So don't worry about that. And for the fact that the angel showed me that abuse, it tells me that you're putting yourself in the right direction, again, taking control. And for everybody that's listening, that's what this is all about, what we do, what we talk about, what God wants for our lives. He gave us the ability to make choices so we can make good choices for ourselves. Sometimes we make the wrong choices, and that's okay because, you know, we're lucky that we have a forgiving God, too.
Sometimes those choices lead you in a direction maybe that you were meant to go.
Well, exactly, you know, and you say, well, you know, we can look at certain points in our lives and say, well, thank God this, this, and this happened, because had it not, I wouldn't be at this point in my life. And that's probably something we'll talk about more maybe next week on the show, because I have actually some information about that. But I will tell you, Anne, don't worry. I do see the job offer coming to you. I don't see it coming like within the next 2 to 3 days, but I do see it coming. I'm thinking within the next couple of weeks is what I think I'm seeing. So I'll just put that out there and tell you that. Now, I wanted to touch on something here that I got, and I thought it was so good. You know, we all talk about the new year and what we're going to do to make ourselves healthier. And there's this gentleman that I really like to read. I'm part of his online thing, and he sent me this, and I thought it was so good. And these are 12 or 10 things you can do in the new year, and it doesn't matter if you start January 1st or tomorrow, but there are 10 things that you can do to have more success, health, and happiness in your life. One of the most important things, and I have to tell you this, is you must try to sleep at least 8 hours a night, and that includes naps.
That's so hard.
It is hard, but this is like a numero uno. Poor sleep is linked to early heart disease, obesity, colds, even cancer. So without enough sleep, your immune system isn't working. So sleep is critical. And I will say this, if there's somebody out there who's not getting enough sleep, go to your doctor. Talk to your doctor. He can make suggestions. He can even give you something to help sleep. You know, suffer from insomnia, you know.
Yeah.
And it took me years to figure out how to sleep, you know. I mean, years. And now I finally can, because my brain never stops clicking. But you know what? Sleep is really important, so make sure you get it. The next thing, of course, is movement. Move at least 20 minutes a day. It's a sign you're alive, no kidding. But it also...
Move?
She's moving, so she's still breathing. You don't have to get the mirror under the nose. It'll trigger the body to produce chemicals and hormones that'll improve your mood. And also, which is very important, is as we get older, increase your bone density. So that, you know, like
you
if...
You break a hip.
Well, you don't break a hip. How many times have we heard somebody broke a hip and they just never came back from it?
Well, yeah.
You hear that all the time.
The older you are and you have these thin, brittle bones.
Right, exactly.
Tough.
It is tough. Now, I'm going to give you one that maybe a lot of people didn't have on their list, and probably a lot of folks don't see immediate maybe benefits from this, but it's meditation, to be able to meditate. The act of sitting quietly and focusing on your breath or a sound or a word, it's the psychological equivalent to a good workout. And I'm going to tell you something. Scientists have studied that the state of meditation alone is as good as an aerobic workout for short and long-term health.
Really?
Benefits. Yeah, really. Here's the reason. It will lower your blood pressure. It will give you less, so you'll have less heart disease,
mm-hmm.
okay? But more importantly, there's a fancy thing called VO2 max, which is really just your body is consuming more oxygen. So as you're doing your deep breathing, you're getting oxygen to organs that probably never get that kind of oxygen. And if you can do it quietly for 15 or 20 minutes, you know, 3 times a week, you have no idea the health benefits that you can get from that.
And
so.
I've always wanted to take a class, you know, yoga and the whole meditation thing.
Well, it's yeah,
I don't really know how to do it, and I'll sit there and try to, you know, deep breathe, but then I just feel stupid.
Well, exactly. I agree with you. And I mean, I do meditate, and I meditate almost every day. I do it for 5 to 10 minutes a day,
mm-hmm.
But I also will frequently do a 5-minute meditation in between clients because I have to clear everything out.
Right.
And I'm telling you, it has. I mean, my blood pressure, as we know, is
mm-hmm.
very, very good. I'm for the most part, I think I'm very, very healthy.
Yeah.
I'm very blessed. But oddly enough, I will tell you that. If I skip the meditation, which sometimes, you know, the phone's ringing off the hook, I'm double booked. Sometimes it's like I'm just trying to, you know, get to my clients, and I forget. And by that night, I am so wiped out, and the next day, I crawl out of bed.
Wow.
You know? So it really does make a difference. Another thing is getting sun. Now, you know, we hear all this stuff about sun, skin cancer. You have to. You know, this is why so many, you know, the highest number of suicides, you know what month that takes place in?
Oh, probably March.
February.
Close.
Yeah, it's in February. You were very close. And that's because that's when people generally don't get a lot of sun on their skin. And it's critical because it produces vitamin D, which is a key component for a proper immune system functioning. It also, of course, which then fights colds and cancer. Mm-hmm. But it also helps to regulate your sleep and your mood. So
makes me happy.
It does. I sometimes, even in the winter, folks, you know what?
But we live in Florida.
All right. My husband took us out to we had pizza tonight, right? Because
mm-hmm.
we were eating healthy. Ha! So we went to get the pizza to bring
mm-hmm.
it back here. And as we were waiting for them to make it, a woman drove by in an SUV, and we had the windows down and the sun's bright. And we're just sitting there talking, and the sun's and I loved it. And all of a sudden, I heard the woman say, "Oh no, I'm at the gym now because I want to have the body of a 25-year-old." So
and she's waiting for pizza.
She was waiting. And so she's sitting in the car, and I'm dying. And I said to my husband, "Oh my gosh, this is the best part. I love this." And he's like, "What do you mean?" I said, "Well, this is something Jessica and I would just do for hours."
We'd have to wait for her to get out of the car to see what she looks like.
So I said to him, "I said we can't leave till she comes out of her car." Well, she wouldn't get out of her car because she didn't want her friend to realize when the dinging, that she wasn't at the gym. So she's sitting in the car for like 20 minutes. Well, our pizza's done. I'm like, "Oh no, we're not going anywhere." I had to wait for her to get out of the car. It was just unprincipled.
And was she in shape?
She was in very good shape, actually.
She
was. She looked to be about 40-ish, but that just cracked me up.
That's so funny.
I thought that was great. You know, I just love things like that. Isn't that sad? It's just so sad. Okay, another thing that I want to mention here is massage. Massage will get rid of aches and pains. It'll modulate the immune system. Less inflammation means less pressure on your entire body. And a Swedish-style massage will help move toxins out of the muscles in your body and out of the tissues.
Oh, well, I've never had one of those, have you?
No, I haven't.
Not
you
Swedish.
Know, not Swedish. I think his name
That's
was
those deep
Dreygood or no. I'm kidding. I'm so bad. I'm going to tell you that for the most part, most of my massages I get it at my therapy center because we have that massage chair, and you've been in that, and you love it.
I love it.
That's why I always tell people when they're done with the session to drink a full bottle of water within an hour so it flushes all the toxins out of their body because you do. You build up acid. And,
mm-hmm.
And
but it's all Swedish guy. Come on.
Well,
deep tissue massage.
You know a deep tissue massage
it hurts
is painful.
So
it hurts like heck. Yeah.
Does it?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Do you remember when my back was really bad
mm-hmm.
and your daughter-in-law-to-be did the elbow?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think I may have passed out temporarily, but when I came to, the knot was gone
uh-huh.
and the lump was gone because
okay.
the muscle was so tight it was wrapped around my sciatica.
Well,
so.
She's a massage therapist.
Yes, well, she's
and
a physical
therapist
now. So the point is, it hurts like heck, but I'll tell you what, it has benefits.
Wow.
So but you know what? If you're with a 6'2" Swedish guy who's doing deep tissue massaging, you're gonna be like, wait, I don't want to sweat, but God, this hurts like heck. But no, I'm gonna smile. It's gonna be really hard to keep your composure.
Well,
I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. Clean air. Now, this is important. This cracks me up. Okay. Research keeps showing how important clean air is to your health. Okay, do you know, this is going to shock everyone that's listening, so get ready, everybody listening. Do you know the number one day that there are more heart attacks than any other day of the year?
Monday.
Well, I was thinking of a specific holiday, but you know, I can go with Monday.
No, what day?
I know, it's on Christmas Day, the number one day for heart attacks. And do you know what they've attributed it to?
Eating turkey.
No, it's due to the smoke from fireplaces and grilling.
Really?
Yes, number one day for heart attacks, and they attribute that to fireplaces and grilling. So they say that it's really important.
On Christmas?
Well,
in the snow.
Well, no, we live in Florida. We grill, and I guess a lot of people do grill. I don't know.
We do not grill on Thanksgiving.
I agree. I don't grill on Thanksgiving, but I'm sure a lot of people in the southern states do. But they're saying that it's the air quality or the bad air quality on Christmas Day, which
is really not good for you.
No, they're saying dirt, dust, and little bits of smoke in the air lead to acute chronic inflammation in the body. Yeah, and so that means, again, more cancer, colds, and pain. So just keep that in mind. And I'm going to suggest something here to folks. You know, I don't know about anyone listening, but I know for me, and I'm sure for you, where do you spend one-third of your life?
In bed.
Bingo, in bed. So it makes sense to keep the air in there clean. You finally did. keep the air in your bedroom clean. And you can get,
how do I do that?
You can get like a clean air filter for your room. You can have an air like an.
Am I going to put this filter?
Well, no. You can get a clean air machine that kind of puts, you know. And let me tell you something. Why not?
Dust my room.
I think. And you know what? Guess what? Do you have a lot of dust in your room?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, mine is.
I mean, I dust all the time, but I have a. My house is just dusty.
I have to dust mine every few days.
I think
days.
That's down
insane.
Here in Florida because
yeah.
There's just sand everywhere.
Well, and I keep my window open a lot.
Yeah.
You know, it's a second story, so I can. And but listen to this. This is really, really important. Dust will give you chronic inflammation in your body. So, yeah, dust your bedrooms. At least keep them dusted. If you're ceiling fan people, make sure the blades on your ceiling
yeah.
fans are clean because you turn those babies on and those puppies are kicking out dust all over the place.
Oh, yeah, and especially if you have it on all the time and then you stop it and look
mm-hmm.
at the blades.
Oh, it's hideous. I know. So you've got to be really careful, and I just wanted to share some of these with you because I think they make a lot of sense, don't they?
They do.
I know. I just think it's amazing.
Dust and go to the beach.
Dust, go to the beach, and while you're at the beach, meditate.
And date a guy named Sven.
Sven, who can do a deep tissue massage. That's right. And also to stimulate your sense of smell with aromatherapy. As we age, believe it or not, we tend to lose our sense of smell, okay? And so things like roses, lilacs, vanilla, or, you know, cinnamon even, create chemical changes in our body that have positive positive things. So, and also it'll flood your mind. You know how many times you can walk by a stand or food stand and smell something and it
mm-hmm.
just takes you back to a certain
yeah.
time? And why not enjoy that positiveness, you know? So I will tell you it's a great thing to do. And, you know, you can go to even any whole food store anywhere in the country and ask for the essential oil section,
mm-hmm.
and they'll have somebody there who works there who can actually, you know, kind of teach you about what each scent is meant and how it's meant to serve you and the purpose, and you can actually get a little. And I just highly recommend
cool.
that, yeah? Number 8 on the list is don't share food or drink because... you know, I never get sick, almost never
mm-hmm.
get sick, but gosh darn it, you know I got sick when
I shared a
drink with my daughter who ended up getting sick the next day and me the day after that.
And you did, and I'm like,
I know, what were you thinking? I know, I you know, and it's my steadfast rule, and I broke it, and that's, of course,
mm-hmm.
when I got sick. So, you know, don't share your food, don't share your drink, and no double dipping. You know, you know, I think every time we've ever gone out with you and my family, and we often order spinach dip,
oh, yeah.
we always say no double dipping.
Yeah,
it's just like, no, because it's
disgusting.
Well, because, you know, that's a good way to pick something up. You know, my kids are in band. You know,
right.
there's saliva all over that place. I hate this. I mean, when they go to set ready and they pick up their instruments after they've been playing,
mm-hmm.
if you really watch, you see
saliva
go flying out of all the instruments. Yeah, I'm telling you, it's not, you know, I think it's a healthy thing to do.
Like,
I don't know. I'm going to have to rethink that whole band thing. Anyway. All right. Number 9, you know, let's be honest here. They tell us chocolate is good because it's full
of...
It is good. It not only tastes
dark
good, but it has antioxidants.
Yes.
That's right. But they also say certain kind of, you know, hard liquor is not good. But if you drink about 2 glasses a day of wine, particularly red wine, 2 for men, 1 for women regularly, you will have a less risk of diabetes, stroke, arthritis, even Alzheimer's.
Oh,
so,
bottle right now.
I think so, and drink it in your car on the way home. Can you imagine? Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine getting a call? I would
yes.
be like, really? Yeah, let her stay the night, officer. It'll be fine. She could stay in a cell. No, but seriously, you know, there's an old German proverb. Of course, my husband's German, so I can say this. There are more old German wine drinkers than there are old German doctors. There must
yeah.
be a reason for that. So
yeah.
there you go. See?
Germans drink beer.
Well, they drink 2 glasses a day at breakfast, at lunch, and at dinner.
And that's 3.
I know it is. But, yeah, I mean, you know, it is a German thing.
Is beer good for you?
You know, they actually say that any alcohol a little bit on a daily basis is good for you. That's what I've read. Yeah, but particularly red wine because
red
it has, you know.
See, I like white wine.
Well, I like Chablis or I like Zinfandel.
That's what they say, red wine, and they tell you.
And it could be out of the box. I don't care. You know, again, once again, Jessica and I talk about this, but literally when I went for that physical and they said, you drink, I said, like, 5 bottles a year. And they were like, that doesn't even count.
Yeah, see, I'm fine. Yeah. I'll drink a couple glasses, and that's once in a blue moon.
Yeah, I know. And the last one, number 10, is your salt, sodium, potassium, magnesium. Most doctors really are saying, you know, salt is bad for you, yada-da-da-da. But the truth is, the salt they're talking about is sodium. Chloride is the other half of the molecule and is found in many of the other salts, but the best research shows a U-shaped effect from sodium chloride. If you have too much or too little, you're ripe for strokes and high blood pressure. So it's important that you do consume the right amount, and you can get this checked when you go for your physical.
Do you know what the right amount is?
Well, the doctors know what it should be. You know, a recent study showed that up to 6.5 grams a day of sodium isn't any different than 2 grams a day. And that was done, a study was done on 49,000 people who had hypertension and diabetes.
Hmm.
So, you know, these are just my top 10, and I thought they were so good because they were passed along to me, and I wanted to share them with everybody else.
Yes, and I think they're great, and we'll all be healthier people because of them.
Exactly. And it is now time to say... Yeah, it's time to say goodnight. We're going to say goodnight, and because our show is coming to an end, I want to thank everybody for listening and tuning in tonight and all the wonderful callers and everyone in the chat room. You've made it such a joy. And please, we'll be live next Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so please feel free to listen in again. And I know there were callers I couldn't get to, but I will get to you next week, I promise. So call back in next week. Call in about 5 minutes before the show starts. And pretty much we'll be guaranteed to get to get a reading done. So everybody have a blessed week, and we'll see you next Wednesday.
Now this one is here to all of you. Them who are going to rock and say nice things to them girls. Treat her like diamonds and pearls. Dedicate to all the girls around the world. I'm Mrs. Raven and Shaggy with a company of San Matami. Flip this one for your musical date.
But who's gonna have your back when it's all done?
Yeah.
It's all good when you live for your dear fun. Can't be a fool, son. What about the long run?
Yeah.
Looking back, shorty, always a mention. Say me not giving her much attention.
Yeah.
She was there through my incarceration. I wanna show the nation my appreciation.
Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me. You're my darling angel. Girl, you're my friend when I'm in need. Lady,
you're a queen and so you should be treated. Though you never